Children ask too many questions. They yammer and they prod about this and that. In order to eliminate some burden from their overworked parents, we at Privateer Audio Theater have enlisted the help of a Saskatoon County's 46th ranked science teacher for a little segment we like to call Ask an Alchemist. Let's see what the little ones want to know today!
Hi, boys and girls!
Hi!
Say hi, Cornelius.
What are they doing in my lab?
You agreed. You said you'd do this once a month.
Oh, does this make up for you being barren?
It doesn't make up for you turning me into a toad.
I suggested there might have been side effects.
But I trusted and supported you, so I drank it. So, what were you working on just now?
Same thing I work on every day. Trying to turn lead into gold?
Yay!
Thanks for the support, kids.
Now, the kids have some questions for you today.
Yeah. Hit me with them.
Okay, time to open up the old mailbag and see what you're wondering about today.
Mail!
Okay, now let's see what's inside. Cornelius, I need you to open it.
Sure. Here we go. Tommy Langan from Levittown, Long Island writes, "Dear Dr. Alchemist, how do fish breathe underwater? Whenever I go swimming, I always have to hold my breath underwater because there's no oxygen and yet fish live there."
Ooh, good question.
But you're wrong. There is oxygen underwater. You just have to make it.
See, I'm an amphibian, Tommy, which means that I breathe both on land and on water.
Have you ever heard of a perpetual motion device, Tommy?
He can't answer you.
Fish breathe in a cyclical fashion. Do you make bubbles in the water, Tommy? Do you make bubbles in the water, studio audience?
Yeah!
Fish also make bubbles, which they swallow to take back in the oxygen. They're constantly expelling and then taking in the same oxygen.
See, I'm supposed to be able to breathe underwater, and then as I grow, I undergo a metamorphosis and begin to breathe on land.
Next time you're in the pool, try and swallow your bubbles. See if you can't breathe underwater, too.
Before attempting any experiment here, you must seek your parents' permission. Ask an alchemist and Privateer Audio Theater are not responsible for any damages accrued. Ribbit!
Question 2.
Back in the mailbag.
Pew! Nope. Not that one. Here we go. This is from Cherry Suter in Petrolia, Kansas. Writes, "Why when I drink OJ after brushing my teeth does it taste yucky?"
Oh, it's just so precious.
You have to put kids out of your mind, Janine. They're no longer an option.
Were they ever?
Chemistry. Chemistry is the answer, Sherry.
It goes away after a bit, honey. Don't worry.
It happens because the mix of vitamin D3 and orange juice and sodium fluoride in toothpaste causes a mild poison to form. The flavor you experience is your body rejecting the poison and warning you of its potentially deadly combination.
Well, be careful, sweetie. Breakfast can kill. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Once upon a time, there lived a prince. The prince was handsome, loved, respected, soon to be king. But despite all of this, he remained unhappy. That is, until one day, he discovered the greatest invention known to man. It was fun, sophisticated, and most importantly, it was guaranteed to make other princes envious. He begged his parents to get him one, but they refused. "It's too dangerous," they said. "It's unnecessary, completely foolish." The prince got so mad that he ran away from the kingdom, and his parents never saw him again. Since that day, no adult has ever made that mistake again. So ask your parents to buy you a mile-high kids' jet, specially designed for use by children. And if they won't get one for you, kids, just remind them of my story. Because nothing makes a child happier than riding the silky sky.
And we're back.
Next question.
You pick.
Ben Chernikoff from Stalker, Pennsylvania has been writing every week with the question, what makes a volcano explode? The short answer, Benny, is demons.
I'm sure he'd like the long answer, hon.
The universe is populated by four elementals, earth, wind, water, and fire. These are balanced in humans by the four humors, blood, mucus, yellow bile, and green bile. When humors become unbalanced in the human being, it ripples to the external world. If the humor upset is blood, which translates to fire, a volcano erupts, thus purging the offending fire elemental and putting the earth in balance again.
Pompeii saved the world, Ben.
Oh, I gotta get back to my experiments now, kids. So that's another edition of